Penguin Audio presents 48 Liberal Lies by Larry Schweikert. Read by Sean Pratt. If you surveyed 10 of the most widely used American History Survey textbooks, looking at the 20th century, what picture do you think you would find most commonly represented? The sailor kissing the woman in Times Square at the end of World War II? A smiling Franklin D. Roosevelt? The atomic bomb? It might surprise you to know that one of the most frequently appearing images depicting American life in the 1920s, not Reconstruction, is that of the Ku Klux Klan. Virtually all of these textbooks dedicate at least one page, often more, to the Klan in the 20th century. George B. Tyndall and David E. Shee's America, A Narrative History, uses almost two pages to cover the Klan. Paul S. Boyer and others' Enduring Vision also gives the Klan the better part of two pages, about the same as it gives to the Clinton impeachment, despite the fact that Clinton's was only the second impeachment of a president in U.S. history. According to these historians, the Klan, above all other groups, defined America. Mark C. Carnes and John Garrity's American Destiny provides the standard photo and claims that the Klan remained influential for a number of years, but fails to mention that, as of 2007, U.S. Senator Robert Byrd of West